How can products be designed to be suitable for international markets?
Well, basically, there are two different strategies. There's one strategy where you have one product and you sell it all over in the same format. And there is another strategy where you try to adapt your product to the different cultures, to the different countries that you're in. And I would like to show one example of a company who has really marketed one product concept for the whole world. And that is the One Cafe company. And this product is actually selling all over in the same format. And it is a small company. It is based in Denmark and in Sweden. So it is a company which is a kind of born global. This means that it is getting into the global markets very fast. And it is doing this by setting up production in Uganda, in Africa, and then from there it tries to sell in other countries of the world. So by setting up, for instance, a website from where they also sell these coffee products, they can sell to all kinds of hotel chains and to airline companies and to different retail chains. So this would be an example of a global product concept. And of course, then there is the other situation where you have to adapt to the different cultures that you're in. So you have to adapt to the cultural traditions in China, if you're going to China, or to India. And that means that you have to adapt your product and your concept, your communication, to the culture you're in and to the different environmental environment that you face. And that means that you have to adapt all levels of the marketing mix to the different regions and the different countries that you're in. And that can be done in different ways. But basically, again, two different strategies. One strategy where you have one product for all global markets, and another strategy where you go into different markets with different product concepts. I'd like to mention another global company that will do one product concept, and for instance, the soap brand Lux is one example of a global brand that will sell all over. But actually, most brands in the world are local brands. Most people don't realize that, but that is actually the case. So most brands that you buy in retail stores in global markets are manufactured for local markets.